CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Good morning and thanks for joining us on the 6:30 a.m. news. First, the top stories. The World Bank has doled out a 189 billion TFA francs grant to the government of Cameroon to support its councils better implement climate resilient development approaches and ameliorate local development. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minet Libom Lilikeng, embarks on a working visit to the littoral region in Douala to the technical installations of electronic communications operators. This follows numerous complaints from users about the deterioration of their services and sports. The Harambe Stars of Kenya jet into the country today ahead of their 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers against the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon this Friday. Those were our top stories. Now the news in full. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minet Libom Lilikeng, will embark on a visit to the technical installations of the electronic communications operators today. The purpose of the visit, which will begin in Douala with MTN Cameroon and Orange Cameroon, is to assess the implementation of the recommendations made to the mobile operators and their commitment taken during the recent consultations. This field visit comes on the heels of a visit to the said operators by the General Manager of the Telecommunications Regulatory Board in accordance with the directives of the Minister of Post and Telecommunications. It comes at a time when users are increasingly complaining about the gradual deterioration of the services offered them. Onto one of our top stories, the Cameroon government through its Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development is benefiting from about 189 billion TFA francs grant from the World Bank to help empower some of its councils to better adopt climate resilient development approaches and ameliorate local governance. The information was disclosed in Yaoundé yesterday by Minister Georges Elanga Obam during a press conference to officially present the Local Governance and Resilient Communities Project Prologue to the public. Here is an excerpt of Minister Georges Elanga Obam's press declaration where he states how to the close to 189 billion CFA francs will be distributed to councils in the three northern regions, the east, the northwest and southwest regions.
Each of the 360 municipalities receives 100 million CFA francs each year. Each of the 14 city councils, an envelope of 284 million CFA francs, and each of the regional councils, an envelope of 1 billion CFA francs. The performance-based grant initiative by the government through the Local Governance and Resilient Communities Project, PROLOCT, will provide an additional envelope of 28.3 billion CFA francs for a period of 3 years for the benefit of eligible regional and local authorities. On the basis of their achievement of performance indicators, not only in terms of local governance, but also in terms of the delivery of services to the population.
The Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, Georges Elanga Obam. More details on the Prologue project with Karine Kubong.
And Resilient Communities Project concerns councils in the three northern regions of Cameroon, the east, northwest, and southwest regions. Through the World Bank-sponsored project implemented by the Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development, municipal authorities are being empowered as essential actors in Cameroon's sustainable development drive, where they would receive an annual envelope of 100 million CFA francs for 5 years. City councils, on their part, will be allocated 284 million CFA francs yearly, while regional councils will take home a 1 billion CFA francs annual package for 5 years, expected to all be meticulously utilized to solve pressing socioeconomic and environmental needs of various council areas, while calling on local authorities in the selected regions to adopt and implement sustainable city construction plans that can withstand disasters. Minister Georges Elanga Obam noted that an additional 28.3 billion CFA francs will be allocated to highest performing councils within 3 years of the 5-year project as reward.
from local development to public contracts. Public contracts stakeholders in Cameroon will be edified on an online platform built for the award of public contracts known as the Cameroon Online E-Procurement System Platform. The hybrid training sessions to take place across the 10 regions of Cameroon is an initiative of the Ministry of Public Contracts and will be launched today in Yaoundé at the Hilton Hotel as from 9 a.m. It will run till the 22nd of November this year. Following a road accident along the Nkom-Sangmelima Highway in the South Region that claimed the lives of 15 people and wounded 10 others yesterday, the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Ntanganji, will today pay a visit to the survivors who are undergoing medical attention at the hospital. Clarence Aze comes back to yesterday's accident.
According to eyewitness account, the fatal accident occurred at about 7:30 a.m. this Wednesday at a bend in Kumbe. The direction of the truck was from Yaoundé, while the bus was from Sangmelima. I only heard a loud noise, and when I turned and went closer, I saw a man screaming. So I alerted my children, who came and immediately started rescuing those who were still alive. On the site, the rubble of the heavy-duty truck matriculated LTSR 57280 and the bus CE0440A tell of how violent the collision was. Informed South Governor Felix Ngelengele, alongside the commander of the South Gendarmerie Legion, the regional delegate for national security, and Jai and Lobo Ezio, quickly rushed to the site of the hecatomb to assess the situation.
We recorded close to 15 persons declared dead. We want to appeal to the conscience of those who drive on these roads. They have to be responsible. We took measures to ensure that those who were transported to the hospital should be taken care of.
The 15 dead bodies are lying in the morgue of the Sangmelima Referral Hospital, and the 10 survivors are battling with threatening injuries at the emergency unit of the same health facility. Governor Felix Ngelengele has instructed that they be administered medical care free of charge. Clarence Aze reporting for CRTV News in Kombe, Sangmelima.
Innovations to feature in this year's 28th film festival, known in French as Écran Noir, will be unveiled today in Yaoundé during a press conference. The meeting is scheduled for 12 p.m. at the CRTB Radio House in Longkak. The Yaoundé Urban Council will hold its ordinary session today with focus on the budgetary orientation of the Urban Council. The meeting is slated to begin at 1 p.m. at the Town Hall of the Council. And sports, the Harambee Stars of Kenya are expected to arrive in Cameroon today ahead of their 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifier in Group G against the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon tomorrow at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium at 5 p.m. Coaches and players of both selections are also expected to grant pre-match press conferences before recognizance sessions later today. And that was the 6:30 a.m. news. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening. Stay with us.
Merci Kelly Eben. Tout à l'heure, je vous demanderai quels sont les enseignants qui vous ont marqué, parce qu'on n'a pas fini de célébrer nos enseignants. C'est ce à quoi nous appelons nos auditeurs à réagir sur parole aux auditeurs.